morning, I am going to tell you the Christmas story. Do you know the Christmas story? That about the first, very, very first Christmas? Well, here's how it goes, or sort of. Once there was a young woman named, what was her name? Mary, right. Once there was a young woman named Mary who lived in a town called Nazareth. She was very young, but she was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, right? She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. One day, that's coming. That's right. You want to come over here? Because you might answer the questions for me. You want to come sit here? She knows the answers here. One very special night, God called his messenger, Gabriel. Said, Gabriel, come here. I have something for you to do for me. Gabriel was something we sometimes call a messenger, or do you know the other word? Angel. You guys know it. An angel. He said, now, Gabriel, I have a very special message for you to take down to earth. And Joseph too, that's right. Message was for both. Said, I want you to take this message. I want you to go down and tell Mary that she's going to have a baby. And Gabriel said, what? What Mary? Said, that Mary in Nazareth. And Gabriel said, there's an awful lot of Marys. You got to be more specific than that. You know, Mary, the one who's engaged to Joseph. And Gabriel said, that Mary. Okay. So that night, Gabriel showed up in Mary's room and said, Mary! And scared her. She was a little anxious and she was afraid. And he said, that must have been my outside voice. My heavenly voice. I need to be a little calmer with humans. Mary, don't be afraid, he said. You are God's favored child. The Lord is with you. And she said, huh? Gabriel said, you're going to have a baby, and you're going to name him Jesus, and he is going to take over the throne of King David, and all his descendants will be descendants of Jacob, and he will be the Messiah. Gabriel had a habit of talking a lot. And after he got talking and Mary was trying to get a word in edgewise, she said, how's that gonna happen? I'm not even married yet and I'm a young woman. And Gabriel said, God is gonna take care of that one. Don't worry about that. He's gonna be called God's son. And he will be the Messiah. He will save the world. And then Gabriel stood there for Mary to think for a few minutes. Finally, Mary said, okay, I am God's servant. I will do as God asks of me. And Gabriel said, and this is how you know, your cousin Elizabeth, who is way older than you, is going to have a baby too, which was a big surprise to Elizabeth. And you can go visit her to see if that's true. So once the angel had left, Gabriel had left, Mary hustled to see Elizabeth. And when the two women met, Elizabeth said, you are going to be the mother of the Savior. I know that because the baby in my stomach leapt for joy. So Mary stayed there until her cousin John was born and then went back to Nazareth. In the meantime, there was this guy called Emperor Augustus. Emperor Augustus. He was kind of like a king or a prime minister, although he thought he was more special than that. He thought he was God. People called him things like Lord and Savior and Messiah, but he wasn't really. But he said, you know what? I want everybody in my kingdom to be counted. Counted. Like you, okay, counted. Let's count you. 1, 3, 7, 8, 10, 11, 13, 14, 17, 18. What's so funny? I'm not counting right. Oh, okay. 5, 6. You got it. Excellent, excellent. So that's what the emperor said had to happen. But in order to count them right, they had to go back to the towns they were from, which meant Mary, who is with, engaged to be married to Joseph, had to go with Joseph back to Bethlehem, which was a long ways away to be counted. If you needed to go back to the town where you were born to be counted, what town would you have to go back to? High River, Calgary. Where? Where were you born? In BC? That'd be a long walk, wouldn't it? Where else? Where'd you have to go to be? Where were you born? Peter Lougheed in Calgary. Rocky Mountain House. I'd have to go to Toronto. Don't hold that against me. Anne and Michael, where would you have to go? Edinburgh, Scotland. That's a long, long ways to go. And you'd have to walk on water, right? You know what? They had to walk a long, long way. Mary and Joseph had to go a long ways. They might have had a cart to go or a donkey, but it would take them a week to get there. And she was going to have a baby. They would have to walk for a week to get there to be counted. So off they went. The governor at the time was Quirinius. Can you say that? Quirinius. Quirinius. I can't say it very well myself. And so they went back to be counted. And when they got there, it was time for Mary to have her baby. And she had a baby when they got to Bethlehem in a barn. And they laid him in a manger. Do you know what a manger is? Exactly right. It's where the cows feed. It's where they put the hay for the cows to feed. So they laid the baby where the cows were eating. They wrapped him up and laid him there. Then, at the same time, there was out in the fields close by sheep. Some of you were sheep last week, right? And chickens, possibly. Yes, exactly. All of those things. There were out in the field sheep, and who looks after sheep? Shepherds, exactly. There were shepherds looking after their sheep, and all of a sudden, an angel appeared and said, "Hello!" Again, too loud. And the sky lit up, and the shepherds were terrified, it said. It seems that angels do that to people. What do you think angels look like? People with feathered wings. What do you think?
Wings full of hundreds.
Ghosts. What do you think angels look like?
Five faces.
White? What else, Amelia? Maybe black? We don't know. We actually don't know what angels look like. Sometimes I think they look more like you. And these people out here who show up to give us messages. Anyway, the angel showed up and said, "Ta-da!" and scared the shepherds. And said, "Behold, I bring you great tidings of good news, for on this day, in the city of David, which is Bethlehem, a child is going to be born. And this is how you will know him. He's going to be wrapped up in cloths and lying in a manger. Right. And as the shepherds are standing there going, what's going on? A whole bunch more angels showed up and started singing. Glory to God in the highest, and to all peace on earth for all who believe in him. And then they disappeared. And the shepherds looked around and went, what just happened? Let's go into Bethlehem and see if what they said is true. And so off they went to Bethlehem. And guess what they found there? A baby.
Baby Jesus.
Yes! Baby Jesus, exactly. Lying in a manger. And they told them everything that they had heard from the angels. Might have been donkeys there. Baby Jesus was there for sure, and they saw baby Jesus, and they said, this is what happened. The angels came to us and told us about this baby. It's very special. And then they left to go back to their sheep. And the story ends there by saying, Mary carried all of these things in her heart. That's the story, the Christmas story that we celebrate today. Special. I forgot three people. Aha! Smart, you guys all know this story. What we don't realize about the story is the wise men came a lot later, so we don't celebrate them at Christmas. We celebrate them after Christmas at Epiphany. Some people put them into the story, but they're not part of the Christmas story. They're later. That's the Christmas story, and it would be a lovely story that we celebrate, but it has to mean something more to us. We have to unwrap the story. So I was thinking, how would we unwrap the story today? Anybody notice what I have beside me today? Presents. One present. And inside that, does anybody have a guess of what might be there if we were unwrapping the Christmas story? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh would be a very, very good guess. Very good guess. That's not what's inside it. The Bible would be a really good guess, too. Anything? Anybody else have a guess? An advent, like an advent calendar or the nativity, something like that. No. Baby Jesus could be in there. Okay. What do you think, Corbin? Pardon? Five candles. Perhaps like advent candles. I don't think anybody will guess what I have in there. So let's, you three, why don't you help me lift the top and let's look in there. Excellent. What's in there? Oh, leave them for a sec, leave them. Kinder eggs. See, I wasn't expecting that. You know what we need to do with these, though? We need to deliver them to everybody. So, that's your job right now. Candace, there's a basket, baskets under there. So everybody needs to help us deliver Kinder eggs. Everybody out here gets a Kinder egg. Before... Fill some baskets and take them out and deliver them to everybody here. Take three or four in your hands if you don't have a basket and go deliver. Yikes. You can come back and get more.